This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The congressional impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump is continuing at this hour. It could be a pivotal day of testimony. In the witness chair, Gordon Sondland. Who is he? Here's AP's Jackie Quinn.
Before President Trump tabbed Gordon Sondland as the EU ambassador, Sondland was the founder of Provenance Hotels and a million-dollar Trump donor. Now he's a key figure in U.S. policy toward Ukraine. A National Security Council aide has testified Sondland told him President Volodymyr Zelensky would have to publicly announce investigations into President Trump's political foes to free up U.S. military assistance. Sondland had also said he can't recall the details of a July 10th meeting with U.S. and Ukrainian officials, in which witnesses say Sondland offered a coveted White House visit on the condition of a public announcement of corruption investigations. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
In his opening statement, Sondland voiced regret for working with President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, on the issue of blocking U.S. military aid to Ukraine at the heart of the impeachment investigation. He also said the White House and State Department had made his congressional impeachment testimony more difficult by denying him access to a large number of documents. And Sondland stressed that he has chosen to voluntarily testify, despite White House and State Department demands that he refuse to do so. Israel says its military carried out a wide-scale strike against dozens of Iranian targets in Syria. This in response to rocket fire on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights yesterday. A British-based monitoring group said the air assault killed 11 people. The Israeli military says its fighter jets hit a number of targets near Damascus, including Quds Force, surface-to-air missile installations, warehouses, and bases. Syria claims its air defenses destroyed most of the incoming Israeli missiles. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. military says two American service members have died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. The cause is under investigation, but early reports indicate enemy fire was not involved. The latest fatalities bring the number of U.S. soldiers killed this year in war-related activities in Afghanistan to at least 19. Earlier, the Taliban insurgency claimed its fighter shot down a U.S. military chopper in the eastern Afghan province of Logar. Separately, an overnight Taliban raid on a military base in northern Kunduz province killed at least 13 Afghan personnel and wounded several others. The United States has imposed new sanctions on individuals and networks said to be providing financial support to the Islamic State terror group. Syria, Turkey, Afghanistan, and several other countries have been targeted. U.S. officials said since the raid that claimed the life of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi last month, Washington has stepped up its efforts to undermine the group's financial standing. Bolivia sent in armored vehicles and helicopters to unblock access to a gas plant Tuesday, after blockades by supporters of ousted President Evo Morales cut off the fuel supply to the capital, La Paz. At least three people have been killed, 18 injured in the clashes between protesters and police. Some Bolivian cities are beginning to report shortages of food and fuel because Morales supporters have blocked highways and cut oil pipelines. 10 Democratic Party presidential hopefuls for 2020 hold another campaign debate tonight in Atlanta. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren will be center stage. AP's Matt Small on the uncertainty hanging over the debate.
Polling across early voting states has created a murky picture of who exactly leads the pack of Democratic presidential hopefuls. While former Vice President Joe Biden is still a frontrunner, so too are Senator Elizabeth Warren, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and Senator Bernie Sanders. Tonight's debate offers an opportunity for any of them to stumble or shine.
That was AP correspondent Matt Small. Amnesty International says Iranian security forces have killed at least 106 people in nationwide anti-government protests since Friday, but the Tehran regime has not released any official numbers. Authorities have extended an almost complete shutdown of internet access to stop Iranians from sharing images of the protests with the outside world. The demonstrations were sparked when the government abruptly raised the subsidized price of gasoline by 50%. Pope Francis has arrived in Thailand for a trip that will also take him to Japan. The purpose, says the Vatican, is to offer a moral boost to the tiny Catholic minorities in both countries. The 82-year-old pontiff's second cousin, Sister Anna Rosa Sivori, has been serving as a missionary in Thailand for a half century. More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.